now. Lemon Jelly, the Staunton Lick. That's the name of that song. I don't know why. Before that, Finley Clay stopped it now. It's Ian Lee's Shun Sundays. 9 o'clock, just gone on a Sunday evening. And we're rocking! Yeah, so it's Sunday night. I wasn't here last week. I was ill. What, Trevor?
No, he was in Japan on a fact-finding mission.
I was ill.
No, we was seeking out new indie talent in Japan.
That's true, actually. We found some fantastic indie talent in Japan as well. We weren't ill at all. We're in Japan!
Whoa!
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Konnichiwa!
Konnichiwa! Mushi mushi, hello! And we know all the Japanese phrases. It's very, very exciting. We've had an exciting week as well. I got knocked down by a car. Trevor was shot by some Iranian terrorists. It's bonkers, but we're here with some of the greatest rock tunes ever!
Hey!
We're celebrating tonight 25 years of XFM. I don't know if I'm going out on the radio or not, it doesn't matter. 25 years of XFM, 1975. This very evening, XFM started at about 9:30 in the evening. Claire Sturgis is 24 years old then and hadn't touched alcohol. Different story altogether now. She played the first ever record on XFM. We'll be having that in just a second. Trevor, what else have we got coming up in tonight's show? Is it? I don't
care. Well... Oh, well, we've got the competition.
What are you crying for, man?
No, nothing. We've got the...
Trevor, man, cheer up. Come on, why are you crying like a baby?
Oh, I've missed you, man.
Oh, man.
You big old bag of butter beans. Come here, man.
Come here. Come on. That's all right. Sit down. Don't be silly sausage. Jesus.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Bloody hell. It's all a bit emotional here. It's emotional.
Play a record, man, quick.
I'm not going to play a record quick. Shut up. Just cheer up a little bit, will you? We've got a lot of... We got some good stuff tonight, man.
This
will cheer you up, Trevor. The prize drop giveaway.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
Man.
We haven't been here for a couple of weeks,
so
okay? And there is, about 30 CDs here,
CDs here, yeah.
And, I mean, there's some good stuff in here. There's Limp Bizkit. Queens of the Stone Age. And it's all your promotional CDs.
If you sell it down the shop, you'll get twice the price. It's a DJ-only copy. Brilliant. Fantastic.
Right. And I believe there was something in the paper about a certain DJ who actually got into trouble for stealing these promotional CDs, which we can't really understand because this stuff gets sent to you.
It's sent to you, so it's out. It's mine.
Anyway, to be quite honest, we don't care. Listen, promotional CDs, they're all here.
This is how much we don't care. Break one of them. Go on.
Break one. Okay. This one's Fiver.
That's an album. Don't break that. Break a
CD.
Yeah,
I'll break it.
He's breaking an album.
Monty. The thing is, the CD stays in one piece. I'm going to break
it.
Do
that!
Oh, no.
Oh, my eye! My eye!
Anyway.
Swat.
Oh, man, shall I break another one?
No,
Spearmint!
No, don't bring
Spearmint! Okay.
Anyway.
Look, so now, that's how much we don't give a monkey.
I'm turning his microphone down. There's now about 28 CDs in the prize drop giveaway. We're still calling it the 11:30 prize drop giveaway, but we're doing it at 10:30. It's because the clocks have gone back and stuff and because no one comes at 11:30.
Oh, man.
We reckon someone will come at 10:30 tonight, I reckon.
But, the thing is, other people get in trouble.
We
don't care.
We don't care.
These are the promotional CDs that this chap got in trouble for taking. We're breaking them.
He took them, we brook them. You know what I mean? Exactly, so it's fine. There's also, we've got here, I also been saying, we'll give this away, but we'll play it later on. It's Oasis. It's three tracks from the new live.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Three tracks. It's got Gas Panic, Supersonic, Gasman, of course, Bar in Japan, Supersonic, and of course, Helter Skelter. We'll be playing that later on. But first of all, it is 25 years of XFM. We salute the indie, we salute the shoegazer, we salute the alternative rocker. And to do that, we'll play the first song that was ever played on XFM by Claire Sturgis over 25 years ago. Enjoy.
Ian Lee. XFM.
I'm so glad you're back here.
Oh, bless you, Travis. And we're sort of hoping you won't come back, but you have done. Never mind.
No, stop that, Ian.
No,
stop that, Travis.
Listen, we've had a lot of emails.
It's true, man. Ian, people are glad you're back.
Just turn your mic off. Shut up, man. I'm talking. We've had a lot of emails, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. Wishing me well. I've had two wishing me well. I've had seven saying I should die, but never mind.
I phoned up last week.
Right.
And the woman who had the show, she said I was a nutter.
she said what, Travis?
She said I was a nutter and I shouldn't. I was mental.
Really? Who was it doing it?
It was really bringing me down. I don't know. I can't remember her name.
Trevor, let's bring him off, shall we? You're the best, Travis. You are the blooming best and you're blooming brilliant. 25 years of Travis.
I'll tell you what, Travis, without you... We wouldn't have a show. We wouldn't have a show.
Literally wouldn't have a show.
Let's be honest about it.
Without you.
Here, Travis, can you come down to the studio for the prize drop?
I'm really sorry about that. I've accidentally cut Travis off. If you want to give us a call, 08700 800 1234.
Oh.
Stop sodding around with the blooming computer. This is basically, we've got two computers in the studio, and there's mine, which is the master computer, as built by Noel Coward himself. And Trevor's got his own computer, but he can override my computer. And I wish he would sod off and stop doing it.
Well, my computer's not working, you see. You've read your emails.
Yes, I have, and they were all quite nasty.
Anyway, look, we've got actually 30, I've counted, and we've got 30 CDs to give away.
This is after you've smashed a couple of
Two,
well, so
two,
this is
yeah.
Brilliant, it's looking good.
So there's 30 CDs, all different indie bands. well, yeah, they are. Look, Rancid. Have you heard of Rancid, Ian?
Do you know what, Trevor? I have.
Really?
Yeah, I work at XFM, for God's sake. It's our job to hear these poems.
Have you heard of Mole Historia... the Mole Historical Society.
That sounds good. Let me play that. the Mole Historical Society and their song Barco.
Okay, Ian's just sticking that on. We've also got...
This is one of the fantastic CDs you can win if you can be outside 15 Leicester Square at 10:30 this evening, just over an hour's time. You could win a song like this. Listen. This ain't bad, is it? This is nice.
Hold on.
But this is nice.
Can you, like, fast forward it or something?
Yeah, okay. All right, just fast forward it. I'll turn it down. The listeners don't need to hear the fast forwarding. That's, it's 6.5 minutes long, actually. Here we go. There's some singing.
Track two.
We've got
to give them a chance.
There's an Oasis CD we're giving away.
Yeah.
There's three live tracks from their new album that's
that
coming
is
out.
Pretty.
Anyway, track two. This is Mole Historical Society and their song, Mole. That is just a pony. but, you know, we're still giving it away. There's some good and there's some rubbish. It's like a lucky dip.
Lemon jelly. Yep.
No thanks, I'm fine. There you go. Don't so we'll be giving that away at 10:30. There's no question, really, because you just got to turn up.
No, yeah, there is. No, there's a competition.
Trevor, they've just got to turn up, because it's 10:30. It's not. They've got to be near London. They have to get to Leicester Square.
Right, yeah. So the first one to phone in who wants to turn up outside number 15 Charing Cross Road, at which point I will lower down a carrier bag on the end of a washing line containing the CD. So if you want to be a part of that, quite simply give us a call. The number is
1123.
Or email me at trevordome.com, email Ian at ian.lee.co.uk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant. I don't know what song we got queued up. Oh, no, it's Cardiacs. So we'll have some of that in a second. But yeah, we've got that. The 25th anniversary of XFM. There's something. We've got your play. Where's your play?
Oh, there.
I've accidentally dropped it in the rubbish bin. Sorry about that. we won't be able to do that this evening.
Ha ha, yes. Yes, sausage.
Sorry.
I've missed you, man. I really have.
I really enjoyed the break of being away from you. What I could have done without is you phoning me up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning going, "Oh, Mr. Ian, what's up?
Yeah, no.
It's not funny. What's up?
Yeah, well, why did you laugh then, yeah?
I didn't.
You was laughing, no, you know. No, look, if you're going to laugh at my jokes, yeah, and then 2 weeks later, you're going to turn around and say, like, it wasn't funny. I'm sorry, mister. There's nothing I can do about that,
Mr.
yeah?
Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I suggest you play a song. Play a song.
I'm playing a song.
Yeah. Right, let's have this out right now, okay?
Checking your emails, are you?
Yeah, I am. Can I just, like, read one out
Live.
This is the first time I've checked my emails.
Ken Okimura.
Yeah, friend of the show, Ken.
Okimura.
Let's read Ken's email.
What's your email address one more time, Trevor, for the mongs?
It is trevordome@hotmail.
Trevordome at Hotmail. Here we go. The first
okay,
email.
So from live. Ken, he says, hey, nope, but I do really like one of their friends. Might see about asking her out if I get the nerve up. Oh, no, sorry, Ken, mate. Finally, got our phone line installed at home. It's been on and off for ages. If I can just explain, this is like sort of half answer to my previous question.
What Trevor doesn't realise is that I've turned his microphone down. We can't hear any of the things he's saying, which means I can get on with the rest of the show while he's reading out his rather boring emails from Ken Okimura. Just listen, he's still going on, isn't he?
University work sometimes. Still, I guess that's what university's about. Slacking. Oh,
hey,
Ken.
Trevor, read out another email, because that was really good.
Okay, yeah. Oh, back to the inbox.
Back to the inbox, where you go.
Hold on. Let me get up to the top of this screen. Inbox.
You don't have a computer of your own, do you?
No, I've got to go to the cyber cafe.
Go to Simon Morrow.
Simon Morrow.
There you go. Read that out.
Great site. Referring, of course, to the Trevor.
Trevor's reading out the email. It is the 25th anniversary of XFM this evening. We're celebrating it by playing some classic indie tracks.
P.S. You're a bit of a mong. Thanks, Simon.
So we're playing another one of the classic tracks. This is a classic from 1983 when John Kennedy first came and did one of his late night sessions here at XFM. It got him a gig a few years later on, and now he's here forever doing the warm-up just before the hijack. Here we go. This is from early in the 1980s.
Oh, I've got another one here at all. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This one's from...
She dances to disco.
Then you have come to the right place. Free hardcore. Shall I click on it?
She dances to disco.
Dig it! Back and forth and forth. Back and forth and forth. Back and forth and forth. Dig it! Big up yourself now. Back and forth and forth.
Oh! Trevor Jackson at the end there. Fantastic.
One time.
Wu-Tang Clan and back and forth and forth there. Can you dig it? That was absolutely superb. It's 104.9 Sex FM. Ian Lee Shun Sundays. You can email me, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. You can email Trevor at whatever it is. Give us a call. What's the number, Trevor?
It's 08700 800 1234.
Fantastic. One more time.
It's 08700 800 1234. That's right.
Yeah.
08700 800 1234.
Trevor? I asked for it one more time.
And I've got a tribute site, yeah, set up by a couple of young lads.
I'll tell you why, because I've got a tribute site set up by a couple of young lads. I'm going to give out that address, to be honest, because I don't. You're always talking about your email sites and your website. I've lost it now. Look, that's terrible, isn't it? Where's it gone? Oh, here we go. www.geocities.com/IanLeeShow. IanLeeShow. One more.
Why don't we give it a. Visit now.
I've been there already. It's good.
All right. Yeah.
Geocities.com/IanLeeShow. There's a vote there or something going on. Bloke doesn't think I was poorly last week. He thinks I was lying. Hey? Huh? You're calling me a liar? You're saying I'm too lazy to come in and do 3 hours a week? So I ain't got much else on, I'll be honest, at the moment. There's an email here about Trevor from Restoration Y2K at BT Internet. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because Trevor scared him away because he's a nutter. That's from Ben the Geezer. Ben the Geezer, who the hell are you? Because you put... So I've seen your name on the internet in various places, so get back and tell us more if you dare. You know, have you seen that Pony Carol Vorderman programme, Stars in Their Lives?
Oh, did you see it today? Well, it's... The big man, Barry White.
It's Barry White.
Oh, man.
But normally, they have people like, I don't know, Handy Andy on there or someone. So the person must be on the phone to Barry White's people going, oh, yeah, no, seriously, it's a really big show over here. We all the stuff. Paul McCartney was on last week. You sure that wasn't Paul McCartney's girlfriend? He just popped. No, it's Paul McCartney's show. We've had them all with
I get the point, Ian, yeah.
And he's a big star.
Yeah, Big Barry, the big man, made it all the way from LA, the ghetto. Look at him, multi-millionaire. Yeah. What's that song, man? Changing to try to please me.
That's not Barry White.
No, he was singing it tonight, wasn't he? Do-do-do-do. My name is Barry. That's right, I'm Big Barry.
Sometimes I wonder why the hell I got Trevor involved in my life, but looking back over the years, it's quite easy to find out. For the last
big man.
Oh Jesus Christ! It's the 25th. I can't talk now because you're really get on my.
No! Stop it! It's the big man, the big man, Big Barry. Ian, calm down, man. Big Barry's in town. Right, don't go changing.
It's been 25 years of XFM, and there's been some. I should queue this up, really. I think it's queued up. I've got a cough now.
Oh, man.
You promised me coffee. Going through the tapes for the show. I've got a surprise for you before you do make my coffee.
Yeah.
A little surprise for you, Trevor. Do you remember when I first started on the show, just late 80s, early 90s? 89.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of years later, a certain guy started phoning up. he was a little bit shy. Listeners, have a listen to this. See if you recognise the voice. This is from, I think, 1993, Ian Lee Show, when I used to do the Saturday afternoons. Have a listen. Hello, XFM. It's a wonderful summer's afternoon. How can we make your day a little bit brighter?
Hello, Ian.
Yeah, hi. Ian Lee here.
Yeah, hi. Can you play a song?
Of course we can. We love doing requests here at XFM. What do you want, sir?
It's the Mock Turtles.
Yep.
Can you dig it?
The Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? An indie shoegazing classic, of course. And what's your name, sir?
Trevor.
Trevor. And
Trevor Jackson, yeah.
Trevor, you sound a bit like a crazy character.
I really love the show.
Trevor, I've got to say, do you ever have that problem? You know when you wake up, but you wake up just after midday?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Trevor? Do you say good morning? Or do you say good afternoon? I don't know. It's crazy. Thanks a lot for calling us. Take care.
Bye.
He was a character. Here's the Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It?
Ian Lee, XFM.
Into this CD, I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, well, I've just got an email from a young man, Dalton Lewis. Anyway, it goes, what's up? My dad is called Trevor too.
No, well, stop you there. Don't do that on the radio.
No, but that's what he's written to me,
well,
Ian,
you don't have to read it out. Only nonces do that.
It's funny. It's like of the moment, you know. That's what people do. You see your friends, you know, what's up?
It's not funny.
Anyway, let me read the email, can I?
Go on.
Anyway, it goes, my dad is called Trevor too. I tried to listen to your show this evening, like all the...
Is that the sequel to Trevor, is it? Trevor 2, On the Rocks.
Yeah, can I get on with this, please?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I tried to listen to your show this evening like all the other times, but in the process of tuning in, I slipped and got the aerial stuck through my left testicle, right? So, but actually, so basically, you know, I've got a lump in, like, one of my own bollocks. And, you know, it's quite... it's important, lads, yeah? I mean, we've all been there. It's important. Check... I mean, let's not mess around, yeah? Check your balls, you know? It is important. I mean, because it's a very serious issue.
Would you check mine for me? I'm not totally sure
yeah,
what to do.
I mean, yeah.
Seriously, I'm not joking. It's a sensible thing. I'm not sure what to do. You know what to do.
Exactly.
Come and check my balls. Come on. Come
all
and
right.
check it while I'm working.
Right.
We're doing this league. Okay. We've got the prize drop door at 10:30. If you can be outside the XM studio at 10:30, give us a call.
Get them out.
Okay, I'm doing this. You do it. I'll do the link. 08700 800 1234. Is it all right?
Hold on. Let's have a quick...
Girl, you feel it. Do it gently. Yeah, warm your hands up, man.
They seem fine.
Fantastic. Well, I will not have a lump on my winky. You can leave that alone. Go sit down now, you dirty son.
No, really. No, the check is quite extensive, yeah?
Oh, yeah, okay. Does it involve that? Do you have to slip a finger around the... Ow! Get off, man! Here's a new song by Slapper. Get off me! Darm's a little bit gay, that song, I thought. Never mind. The rest have been good so far. I've got a terrible cough. Excuse me. The reason I'm coughing is that Trevor, bless him, he's not blessed with brains or much else, but he's certainly blessed with 20 pence pieces, which in this business means sweeties galore. I got plenty of sweets here. I've got the chocolate eggs here. I've got the little chocolate raisins. I've got the horrible, horrible, horrible sort of... What's this, man? What's this chewy thing? He's not in the studio, so I'm shouting. What's this? Come here. This is making for exciting radio, me holding up a sweet to a window and asking a slightly retarded man what this sweet is. I'll have some of these. What's this?
Sorry, no, it's like jelly beans.
No, there's three... He's had to run away from the end of the corridor to come in and say, like jelly beans.
No, there's like three machines out there, yeah? And like they all take 20 pence pieces. So like I've been saving up. Like, for the 2 weeks we haven't good been point. Here. That's 20 pences,
money.
Yeah?
Where does the money go to, Trevor? You've not noticed, have you? It goes to Help a London Child, Pat Sharp's favourite charity. You've not even paid attention to that.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I don't know. I was looking at the sweets, I suppose. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit funny, isn't it? Like,
listen, stop picking your nose. We've got an important thing. We've got the prize drop giveaway at 10:30, the 11:30 prize drop giveaway at 10:30 this evening.
Okay. 30 CDs. Yeah,
no one's phoned up. No one wants the prize. 08700 800 1234. You can win some good CDs, some rubbish CDs. There's also this. This is the Oasis boys. This is from the three tracks EP taken from their new album, We're Crap and We're Playing Live. This is it.
Well, yeah, if nobody comes to claim the prize, I think we should just give it to one of the friends of the show, like Ken.
No,
or
not Ken.
Why
Ken,
not?
Ken scares me. I shouldn't be eating sweets. Sorry, Ken scares me.
Why?
I don't know. It's something about him. He's just too knowing. He knows about us. He's not letting off. He knows where we live. I know it.
No, but Ken's a good bloke, man. We've got the people who designed my tribute site, which is geocities.com/Trevor Dome.
Yeah.
That's actually like a tribute site. The two guys that designed that site, the names are Alex Powley and Lee Burley. So big up yourself, lads.
Ed set up my website. I've got
Ed,
to say.
Ed. Yeah. Yeah, big Ed. Up Ed.
Big up Ed. Go on.
Big up yourself, Ed.
Listen, you can win this. There's a phone call. This will be someone. Hang on a second. Hello, XFM.
Hello, mate. Yeah, I was wondering, you're saying about ringing for an album or something like that? I thought I'd give you a bell.
Hold on, what do you mean, ring up for an album?
We weren't exactly saying that, to be honest, no.
No, what was I saying?
Well, basically, what we're saying is, if you can be outside the XFM studio... you shut up, will you? Shut up, you're down. I've turned his mic down, he's really getting up. I'm sorry about Trevor, he's getting on my tits. If you can be outside the XFM studio at 10:30, in half an hour's time, you can have this three-track live EP by Bloomin' Oasis and 30 CDs.
Well, it sounds alright, Lone, but I don't think I can get up with it.
Well, I'll cut you off then, I'll put Trevor
on. Hold on. No, how can you, like, mix up calling for 30 CDs with, I think you were on about an album or something?
Let's try something else. Hello, XFM.
Hello, XFM.
There we go, someone here. Hello, XFM.
Hello, good evening.
Don't be shy, I can hear you.
The Tower of Power.
This is it.
Home of the hits.
25 years of indie. Hello? You?
Hello?
Right.
Hello.
Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I can get you Lizzy Squint in Boss 10 for those CDs.
Is that Lekker? Would that be Lekker with you here?
It'll be great, man.
Are you Lekker?
Lekker, man.
Do you know Vander Murpher?
Very well. Yeah, very well.
Do you know how to confuse Vander Murpher here?
Yes.
What you do is you put him in a round room and tell him to stand in the corner here.
Yes.
Yeah? It's Vander Murpher.
Is it? No. You don't do that to him. Shame, man. The poor bloke will... Well, shit himself.
Exactly, because Vander Murphy gets confused very easily, doesn't he?
Yes.
Where are you from, sir?
South Africa.
Fantastic. You see, we're just telling you, poor Trevor's looking confused. Vander Murphy. He's a bit like Paddy Murphy.
All right.
You see, I'm explaining this to Trevor. He's got no idea who Vander Murphy is.
No idea, right.
He's sort of like a South African Paddy Murphy, Trevor. So you could say, you know that Vander...
Oh, yeah, so what? Yeah, so you want the CDs, my friend?
Please.
Okay, man, get down here, yeah?
Okay,
number 15, Charing Cross Road. Get here for 10:30. What's your name, man?
My name is James.
Okay, James, you've obviously got a mobile phone.
Not on me yet, but I can arrange one.
Yeah, well, you better get one, son, because otherwise, like, it doesn't work,
Trevor,
yeah?
Shut up.
The trouble is with the missus at the moment.
Listen, calm down. Listen, James and Trevor, shut up, both of you. Both getting on my tits, okay? Really pissing me off, right? James, where are you?
I'm actually at work at Knightsbridge at a hotel at the moment.
Are you working at a hotel? What hotel do you work in? I don't care, don't tell me. Can you get... Are you finishing work now?
No, but I've got another guy on shift at the moment and he said I can just jump.
You've got another guy on what?
Another guy on shift working
on
with
shift.
Me. I can just go.
So he's going to let you bunk off to come and get some crap CDs?
Yes.
What do you do at the hotel, James?
I'm an electrician.
James, you're an electrician. You know Vander Murpher. I love you. If you can have a brand new Vander Murpher joke for when you get here...
Yes.
You can have this stuff.
Good man.
It doesn't have to be a brand new Vander Murpher joke, just a joke that our listeners won't have heard. Our listeners are going, who the hell is Vander Murpher? He's a funny man, I swear to God. Vander Murpher's Lekker, yeah? He's raw, you know? He's raw.
Basically, James, see, mobile or no mobile, joke or no joke, the CDs are yours, mate. Have you got some ID, mate?
I'll have some ID on me, yes.
Listen, what do you look like, man? Oh, no, don't say it on air. No.
Listen, stay on the phone, James. We're going to play some adverts, and then we'll discuss how we're going to get these CDs to you.
Thank you very much.
Bless you. Stay on the air. Tripped over. What have you tripped over, man?
It was a paper, yeah, on the phone,
what's
man.
Up? Let me explain. I should be playing a record, but I'll explain to the listeners. It's him kissing me. When we stopped doing that link and we played the adverts, Trevor came round the other side of the desk and told me off because I didn't like Jelly Babies, but quite genuinely got really upset that I didn't like the Jelly Babies. He bought
no jelly beans, man.
Jelly beans. I'm sorry. He got really annoyed with me because I didn't like them. Tough. I don't care. I don't think they're very nice. You know what I mean? But listen, we've got a winner for the prize draw. Drop draw. James.
James from South Africa.
He knows Vander Murpher. He's a very funny guy, Vander Murpher. You know that I can't think of any more jokes like that. I'll think of some in a minute. It'd be hilarious. Talk too much at the driving. Make coffee. He's been gone 10 minutes. That's got to be the laziest cup of coffee I've ever seen in my life. Trying to get a CD. All myself, basically. Oh, look. Here he comes. What?
Here we are. Coffee time.
Yeah. Trevor, when has it ever taken anyone, apart from someone who's got no arms and doesn't know how to make a cup of coffee, when has it taken anyone 15 minutes to make a cup of coffee?
Yeah, no, well, you have to wash the cups and, you know, it's
you
quite
don't.
Messy out
You don't
there.
Have to wash the cups here at XFM because Foxy does it himself. Foxy, you know Dr. Fox, he's keen to be one of the lads still. He wants to keep his feet, very big star, wants to keep his feet firmly in the ground. He cleans all the coffee cups, what have I said?
Coffee cups.
You're under arrest, that coffee's out of order. Coffee cups.
Oh,
himself.
Man. Stop it, man. Seriously.
Oh, you make a good mate. Cup of coffee, Trevor.
Thanks, man.
You dirty sod. Listen, man, you've been going on all night about Bruce Forsyth. You've been very upset with his treatment in the press, haven't you?
Yeah.
He's upset you, hasn't he? Because basically, if anyone doesn't know, it's been in the week this week.
No, on a serious note, yeah.
Yeah, a serious note. There's the headline. Not all right, my loves.
Yeah, pass it back here a minute.
Page 12, I think you want there. Basically, yeah. Trevor, Brucey has been shafted, as he puts it, by ITV. So what? He's about 99 years old.
Yeah, oh, no. Well, on, Ian. Yeah, he's a big star. He's part of the sort of, you know, basically the culture of this country, yeah?
No,
we all remember Brucey. We all grew up with Brucey,
well,
yeah?
I didn't
now he's
Brucey.
Been, like, literally shafted. And I think it's out of order.
It's not a literal shafting, it's a metaphorical shafting.
Well, no, but he's been, like, shafted by you know,
it's not
ITV.
Literal, it's not a literal shafting, though. He's not been...
Oh, can I say, like, ITV?
No, don't, we can't.
Oh, right.
No, you can, because they're TV. You can mention them. You can't mention, like, Heart. Heart is rubbish. But you can't mention it, you know what I mean?
Right. Unless so I can't say, like, hey, if you switch over to Heart right now,
yeah,
and name the relevant DJ
whatever
or
it would be, you couldn't mention that. That would actually get us the sack.
Pete and Jeff on Virgin. They're not bad.
Right, I've actually turned your mic off now. She will actually get us the sack. You can't do that. Tony. But yeah, he's upset about Brucey. We'll have some more of that in a minute. I had something else I was going to do. Oh, yeah, have you seen that, mate? You know butterflies?
Oh, yeah.
what are you eating?
More jelly beans, man. You didn't like them.
You know, not butterflies the insects or butterflies the song, but butterflies the TV series.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Who's that woman in it? Wendy Craig, the nanny. Nicholas Lyndhurst was in it. Parker was in it or something. They're bringing it back.
And ever-decreasing circles and all.
They're making a film with ever-decreasing circles with Peter Egan playing the master. Peter Egan is so smooth, isn't he?
Oh, man.
I'll get you, Peter Egan. Always getting my wife.
Oh, no, stop
problem,
that, man.
Martin. No problem, Martin.
Oh, no, stop it, Martin.
No. Oh, man, we were wondering, Martin, if we could come round. Well, I don't think
stop it, man. Oh, man, those impressions, yeah, man.
Good impressions. Someone else, I do want to.
No, do your Frank Spencer.
Anyway, the songs you've heard so far have been Clint Boone's moving to, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, another country.
Really?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I'll stop saying it anymore in case I'm not, but it's going to be a sad loss to the world of pop. I shall keep you informed as he's constantly emailing me with information on the facts. Here's Mello. Trevor, listen, I'm not being funny. Put your trousers back on, so I do not want to see your cock while I'm doing radio show. There is because Trevor was picking up the paper going, you know, I used to love old Bruno. So sad, isn't it?
No, yeah, Bruno Brooks, man. He was excellent, yeah? No, I don't. I'm on Bruno's side myself. I shouldn't say that.
Only because you're scared of him. He might beat the crap out of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, well, no. I remember sort of, again, like Brucey, growing up with Bruno, you know, remember? Remember
growing up with Bruno and Brucey. That sounds like the gayest couple I've ever heard. These are my gay dads, Bruno and Brucey.
Mm-hmm. What was it old Bruno used to do on
he used to do that, didn't he?
Twisted lyrics. Remember that?
Twisted lyrics. Is that when you misheard lyrics and you thought,
yeah.
I have a 1-inch head.
Yeah, yeah. And all that.
What
was his other features, man?
It was his mullet and his crappy
A great jacket. Idea for a competition. Bruno's features. Can you name anything that Bruno used to do that was funny? What did he have? He had all them things, remember?
That's funny. He did have all those things. He used to do that. I can't remember anything he did.
Old competitions and brains, brains, remember?
But I remember DLT said, quack, quack, oops. Bunch of tits. And this, we are the future of radio. This is everything we've learned from Bruno Brooks and DLT is now taking place in this next hour and a half of radio. Hey, listen, 10 minutes until the prize drop draw with South African James is coming to
Yeah, James, mate, we didn't say, yeah, but if you don't make it on time, sorry, man, all the CDs get smashed up live on air. No word of a lie. 10:30.
That is no word of a lie.
I didn't actually bring in a hammer today. All that. Yeah. Imagine like...
No, just shut up. I've turned you off again. We just talk about something, right? And then you just go off completely on nonsense and then just change corner at the moment. I'm doing it as well now. I got with this. Whenever you're presence, I can't speak
what it is like I actually banged my knee as I got up.
It was very amazing.
Oh, man. It's the sorest thing. And then, so we got into this discussion, like, I says, oh, man, imagine you actually broke your kneecap.
Yeah.
And Ian says, oh, getting shot in the knee.
Imagine getting shot in the knee.
No, I think that would be painless.
How would that be painless? How can getting a bullet in the knee be painless?
Because it'd all be happening so quick.
If you've got a gun, 087-800-800-1234, you can get to the studio within the next hour and a half and can shoot Trevor in the knee... Then that will be fine.
Let's put it to the vote. Yeah,
let's put it to
getting
the
shot or like breaking your knee in a cupboard. Which would be sorer?
Which would be sorer? Give us a call 08700 800 1234. But we are celebrating 25 years of XFM alternative indie underground music. And do you remember when Paul Anderson, not Paul Anderson, who am I talking about? Yeah, Paul Anderson. You remember when he first started in 1982?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any, he used to have his horn, he used to honk on the horn, it's a lot of fun. This is the first song Paul Anderson ever played on his breakfast show in 1982. Boy, how things have changed. Hey, little tomboy. Eve on XFM, just time to play a song by Last Man Standing. Get ready. Trevor, you better go and check out the window. See if
okay,
James is
I'm going to check. James, if you're listening, I mean, you better get here, man. Otherwise, I'm going to smash up 30 CDs.
Out the window. Let's see. We'll be back after this song. It's 11:30 and 34 seconds. 11. So you see what's happened? You put the clocks back, right? You put the clocks back, right? What happens is, and I get the time wrong on the radio in front of 17 listeners. It's embarrassing. It's 10:30, but we're still calling it the 11:30 prize drop draw, just for old time's sakes. We've got a bag full of CDs. Just come and wave the bag. Just come and wave the bag over here, Trish, so we can hear it. That's full of CDs. Listen, how far does this go? Because James is outside, isn't he? Do you want to see if you can shout nice and loudly out to James? See if we can pick this up on the radio. I'm just... look at this, man. Trevor, look at this.
James! James! James!
Is he there, man? James. Is he there?
Yes, he's here.
Fantastic. Is he waving?
Ian, he couldn't get his mobile to work.
Right. Couldn't get the mobile to work.
Like there's no reception.
Okay, so we got no idea that he's actually there. I'm just taking your word for it.
See, that's why I tell them to bring him over.
Yeah, exactly. You see, sometimes we laugh at Trevor, but sometimes, well, we don't laugh at him that often. You know, not as often as we should do, considering he gets paid £32 a week to be in here. It should get worth a lot more laughs than I think we're getting so far, Jackson.
Exactly.
Lower the bag of the goodies out the window to... Hey, he's got to shout up a Vander Murphy joke as well. Vander Murphy is a typical South African. He's a bit like Paddy Murphy. You know what I mean? He's a South African Paddy Murphy. He's got to shout out a Vander Murphy joke. Trevor, man, don't sod and ignore me. Oi! Hey, you've missed this. I'll keep this one, don't know.
Oh, no.
You can't, it's too late, I'll keep it. It's a good CD as well, this one. This is the Toy Dolls, Living La Vida Loca. I like it. Get him to stop ignoring me. Get him to shout a joke out while you're unravelling that rope. Stop ignoring me! You sod. Trevor!
Hold on, he's got the bag. He's got the bag.
Yeah, wicked. We're on the fourth floor and Trevor's lowering a bag of CDs out the window.
He's got it, man.
Really, get him to shout. Pull it back, yank it off him. Go on, yank it away from him.
No.
Yeah, go on, yank
it. He's got it.
Ian,
go and speak to him, quick.
Alright, you go.
Speak to him.
In
the road! Oh, no. I nearly let go of the rope. Anyway, a successful prize draw drop, and we're going to do that every week with all the CDs we get sent, the promotional stuff that basically we're not supposed to nick or probably not supposed to give away, but hey, you know, we don't care, because basically...
James has taken the CDs.
Yeah.
He's tied a dead dog onto the end of this rope.
Oh, for goodness sake, what a sick so-and-so.
On the rope. I fucking
can't. Oh, man. Oh. So basically, Ian, yeah?
Yeah.
The CDs we're not supposed to give away. We don't care, yeah? Because basically, John Parker, yeah? The twin brother and deadly rival of Alan Parker, who, like, for those of you who don't know, is the owner of XFM,
exactly. Big boss.
Now, John Parker's brother has offered us our own show in New York. No. So, to be quite honest, I don't care. Yeah, we don't care.
Promotional. We're going to go to New York.
Start spreading that news.
Start spreading your legs.
Anyway, look, I'm going to get back to my chair. Ian's going to
get out of the chair. Basically, there's all a lot of fun there. James is very happy. He's won 30 CDs. Most of them are crap. He's not from this country, doesn't matter. Listen, we're celebrating 25 years of XFM. That was the biggest 11:30 prize drop draw we've ever had. The first we've had at 10:30. Let's go back to the late 80s now and have a classic indie song. This, I tell you what, kids, this is what XFM would have sounded like just about, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. It would have sounded exactly like this. This is one of the best songs ever, The Man from Del Monte.
Dirty tricks thrown at you, but never before have I witnessed such callous behaviour. It's a shabby way for my 30-year career with ITV to end. But the gravest insult is to the viewer. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Because it shows no respect for the shows they want to watch.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, Brucey. What? Bruce Forsyth. Oh, nice to see...
Go, yeah. Man!
Nice to see you. To see you nice, yeah?
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
I don't know.
He's part... Oh, man. If you don't know, it's really not worth explaining, yeah?
Explain to me. Basically, Brucey's got the sack. He's 75 years old. I couldn't give a stuff. He's rubbish. You know what I mean?
You're rubbish, Ian, yeah?
Yeah, and you're crap.
Pee off.
Don't swear. You swear on this show one more time. I can get you fired. Easily.
Yeah, we'll flip off then, yeah?
Right, out. Out of my studio.
Balls.
No. Actually, get out of my studio. Don't come back in here again. You're banned. You're fired. That's it. Go and... Shawnee Diamond's on at 12. Go and do his show. He'd be more than happy to have you in here. Go on. He's in here for 6 hours on his own. He cries. I tell you what, I came in once at 3 in the morning. I'd left something really important here. I had to come back. came at 3 a.m. Shawnee Dine was in here doing his show. He was just crying. He had his face down on the desk, was just sobbing away in his arm. I came in, I said, what's wrong, Sean? He went, oh, nothing's wrong, man. You know, I'm just missing up north and nothing's wrong.
Oh,
you
know, man.
Big girl's blouse. Big
poor baby. Old Sean,
yeah, big puffed up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Bless him.
But what, one show a week he does, doesn't he?
No, exactly. But the thing is...
6 hours. Well, mind you, I mean...
We do one show a week, 3 hours, and we can't always be bothered
to
turn
up. Yeah, but at least it's like prime time, yeah? I mean,
that's what they tell me it is. They say, Ian, this is prime time, 9 till 12.
Oh, man, look, we've received an email from...
Dom at drumsticks.co.uk.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really give out their email addresses, but I keep doing it.
Okay, but he hasn't left his name. Anyway, he said, Dear Trevor, he says...
He doesn't say Dear Trevor.
He says, I shattered my kneecap playing football, in brackets, into 10 pieces.
Blooming neck, man.
Flip, man. Well, can I say the F word?
No,
like,
no.
Can I just say it?
No.
Flip.
Yeah, you can say
thick. No. They say thick in hell and Father Ted, don't they?
Yes, they do, Trevor. Well done. You've got your
thick
finger
it.
On the pulse.
Okay, so he goes, I shattered my kneecap playing football into 10 pieces. Thick, man. It hurt. 3 operations later, I can walk.
Brilliant.
But it bloody hurts like nothing you can imagine. Not even the soreness after Trevor has had you from behind.
What?
So, well, that's what he said, yeah?
Oh, listen, do you know what? I've just forgotten. I've realised I've left a fantastic CD at home I should have played in the first hour of tonight for the Critical Mass group. I'm so sorry, man.
And do you know what else?
No, I've not finished talking.
No, sorry.
I'm not finished talking. So don't just interrupt.
Yeah, but we forgot to give James one of his CDs,
yeah,
man.
We've got to give this. We've got to give him this CD. This is great. This is, I'll put this on, shall I? This is Living La Vida Loca by the Toy Dolls. It's quite...
Really?
Funny. Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Mate.
It's like, yeah. But no, it's, I met a bloke in the week, a bloke called Neil Lucas. He's fantastic. He's a Freddie Mercury obsessive, okay?
Oh, right.
And he makes these albums and things all on his own. And he's made a video, and it's a song about Freddie Mercury that he's written himself. And in the video, he plays Freddie Mercury singing this song. It goes, Freddie, oh, Freddie, from Mercury. It's a brilliant song. I forgot it. I'll play it first hour next week. I'm really sorry. This is one of the CDs the bloke...
Single. Yeah. What's an EP exactly?
Well, it's got more. Well, you don't. I don't suppose you get EPs nowadays. It's like it was vinyl, wasn't it? Really?
No, an EP, not an LP.
EP. I know it's vinyl. An EP, extended play.
Oh, right.
I mean, you should get like 4 tracks.
No,
on
but
it.
They're all. Always saying EP.
No, I just turn it off. Sometimes, right, you can be having quite a nice show, it can be going quite well. We've had a brilliant prize drop draw. You know, I've been hilarious and Trevor's been mediocre to say the best. And then he just won't stop talking out of his arse. And you think, well, what's the point? What's the point? I don't really know.
Vegas.
I've got those 3 kids. You know, we're fostering those 3 kids.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you, we're looking after those kids. Well, they're coming Wednesday. So I can't go away because we've got kids now between us.
Oh, man.
Basically, what's happening is me and Trevor. Everyone's got a gimmick on their shows. We haven't, apart from Trevor, and the gimmick of that has worn off. So we're going to foster 3 kids for the next year, and just sort of people can listen to how they're growing up, hear them develop. They can phone in with suggestions of what we should do, how to look after them. Because I don't know how to look after a kid. One's 3, one's 7, and one's 15. So he's
oh man, oh no, yeah,
sod,
slap what
his
male?
Legs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to slap his legs and poke his eyes out.
Have they got, like, names all?
No, well...
Well, let's just change the names, yeah?
They probably have got names, but
Rod, Jane, and Freddie.
I don't want to use somebody else's names. It's like sleeping with someone else's wife while the husband is still in her. That's not quite right, but it's a sort of...
Or it's like, you know, imagine sort of walking upstairs, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like you find your girlfriend is in bed, yeah?
Yeah.
With your dad and your brother.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Good.
But it's terrible. Can you believe I read that in Dear Deirdre? Yeah? I walked upstairs and my dad was in bed.
Here we go.
Like, with my blumming girlfriend and brother.
Steve. What was Deirdre's reply to that?
Oh.
Dump him. Dump her.
I can't remember, actually. You know, he said, confront your girlfriend and then confront your dad and brother.
Do penguins think they're named after chocolate biscuits? Ask Sad Steve, a man in torment from Saturday People magazine. No, of course they don't.
They're funny, man.
They can't fly existence.
Read out some more, man.
Okay. Has anyone ever seen a go faster stripe on a hearse?
Oh, wait, that is sick, man. That's sick. No, Ian, that's sick, man.
You think that's sick? This is sick. If Kuala Lumpur, get this, if Kuala Lumpur is known as KL, what's King's Lynn shortened to?
Well, KL, surely.
Yeah, it will be, wouldn't it? It makes no difference whatsoever. Okay, this is the reader's right, right? This is the star letter. The jackpot goes to Neville Wood of Swansea. Neville Wood. Stupid name. Who asks, when the ancient Egyptians used hieroglyphics, did they realise the writing was on the wall? How stupid and crap have you got to be to write to...
Hey, listen. Rip it up, Ian. Rip it up.
Ripping up Sad Steve. Hey, we should write... Listen, okay, we should get a crap one of those into Sad Steve. We should write into Sad Steve with a crap...
We'll announce it now, and then we'll read it out when it comes out. Yeah, do you know, I was...
Why are you telling me off?
Can I say...
Why are you telling me off tonight?
Can I say I was listening to Pete and Jeff on Virgin the other day?
No, you can't! I've turned you off again, man. You can't mention other people's radio stations, for God's sake. Shut up. Who do they mention?
They mentioned Tommy Boyd.
Oh, you can't... So now what you're doing is, you mention another radio station, mentioning another radio station. It's three stations removed from XFM, London 104.9, the London Alternative Music. Shut up, you tit. The home of the tits is right now with you sitting over there. Listen, if you've got a Sad Steve, a troubled man in torment that you think we should send in, we win 25 quid and we'll split it with you, basically. Me and Trevor will get 12 quid and you'll get the other 12. And that's 24 quid. What happens? Your mic's still down. What happens to the other pound?
Well, we donate it to help a London child,
Via the sweet machine, of course. So listen, I mean, this is the...
Do you want some more sweets?
Yeah, no, I don't. I want another cup of coffee. This is the standard, okay? This is from Charlotte McCauley. There's none from London. As soon as there's anyone from London we can read out, there isn't. How come cows still get fat, although they eat nothing but grass all day? Well, they eat loads of it, you stupid cow. Do jetty builders worry about peer pressure? No. Why does no one under 45 wear glasses in EastEnders? Because they don't need them. Did Dear Henry ever fix that hole in his bucket? It was a song. Why are rugby balls so called when they aren't ball-shaped? You're a tit.
You're actually obsessed by this, aren't you?
I am obsessed.
You're obsessed with Sad Steve.
With Sad Steve.
Oh, yeah. Man. You're self-obsessed. Me. Yeah? Me. Self.
Listen, Ian.
That's all we ever get.
That's all I ever hear from you. When I was walking... I sat at your house in the week.
Yeah.
And I listened into your bedroom quite late at night, about 12:30 after you'd gone to bed. And I could hear you going, Ian. What the hell was that about?
No, it's probably just having a dream or something.
Let me put the CDs on.
No, obviously, just probably a dream, you know.
Yeah, but then when I came in, I saw you masturbating.
Well, no, I was scratching in my sleep or something, yeah? No, wasn't it? No.
Listen, I realise it's 5 to 11, okay?
Doesn't it go quick, man, really?
We've played hardly any songs in this hour.
Holy moly.
More ego, less music. Listen, we've had lots of requests for songs. This next song is for Joe. Then the song after that will be for Tessa. And then the song after that will be for whoever else is...
Lee Burley and Alex...
No, we're not playing... The songs are for the ladies tonight. It's ladies' night. And the feeling is right. Basically, every song in the next hour will be dedicated to Fifi La Lune. I hope you enjoy. These are for you. I don't know what's happened to Shawnee Diamond. Yeah. He's supposed to come in at 12. But the thing is, he's a lovely bloke.
He is, no, he's a great guy.
He's not got many mates. And so he normally gets here about 10:30 in preparation for his show at 12. But you go, Sean, what are you doing in an hour and a half? Oh, well, you know, I've got to check my emails and to sort out the songs and, you know.
And he doesn't get any chuffing emails because he's got such a weird name. Yeah. Sean Keaveney, Keaveney.
And the songs are all written on a bit of paper for him anyway. I write down the songs he should play, do you know what I mean?
So, and he doesn't even take calls.
Or drugs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
But he's not here, though, so I'm a little bit worried that he might have been involved in a beating or something. Foxy might have... Because he was slagging off Foxy the other day when I heard him.
No way.
He was slagging off the king of British radio, Dr. Fox. And I've got a feeling... Because Foxy, you know he's only 5'2", but he's built like a...
Flip.
And I've got... Because I bumped Foxy on the stair once and spilt a tiny little bit of his coffee...
Oh no,
boy! I've never felt so intimidated in a men's toilet. Like, it was incredible. But yeah, so he might be having a bit of trouble with Foxy. I don't know.
Shawnee, if you're out there, man, give us a call.
Look, the phone is lit up immediately. This will be him. Hello, Sean.
Hello. I thought of one of them Sad Steve.
Oh, we got a Sad.
Oh,
yeah, Sean Keaveney. I'm not interested.
Keaveney.
Keaveney.
Listen, if you want to email Sean, because he doesn't get a lot of emails, email him at sean.keaveney. That's K-E-V-E-N-E-Y. I mean, what a weird name. Sean Keaveney. What's the email address, man?
What's your
Sean Keaveney at xfm.co.uk.
Well, yeah, that'll be it. What do you want?
I've got full of crap Sad Steve.
Oh, a Sad Steve. Go on. Be careful.
Is that Ed again? Ed, is that you, man?
Yeah,
Ed, you've called once tonight already. Put Trevor, the phone down.
I've turned Trevor's microphone off. I've left yours up, Ed, because you set the website up about me, didn't you?
Yeah, you're damn right.
I'm damn right, your mother. Give out the address one more time, then give us the sad Steve.
Right, the address is www.geocities.com/IanLeeShow.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Ed, I'm sorry, man, yeah?
Right, I accept your apology.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ed, what's your sad Steve you've got for us?
Well, it's a really bad one, obviously.
Of course, this is what we want.
Right. If you turn your TV...
Oh, hang on a second. We've got to have a message from our sponsors. Hang on.
Wonderful KY.
Okay, hold on, Ed. We've got to do that. Carry on.
If you turn your TV upside down, does the picture come out the right way?
Oh, man.
It doesn't quite... Hang on one second.
Down by the...
Oh, Ed, man.
Keep quiet during these.
Oh, sorry.
That was a good... Keep quiet during these.
Where I
threw you... Not the CD player, don't matter. That's a nice one. That was rubbish. I've cut him off.
No, Ed.
He's cut off. It doesn't work.
No.
It's supposed to be the sad Steve thing. It's supposed to be a saying, isn't it, or something? Listen, we've got to go. It's 5 minutes into the hour. We've not played a song.
Hold on, can I just smash this CD?
Can you
James,
next,
man,
listen,
you know the prize winner, no, James. Look, no, you, radio, I, radio I forgot.
Snipping.
Sorry,
it's
alphabetic spaghetti.
Oh, it's alphabetic spaghetti. You deal with this one, Trevor. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, hello.
Whoa, stop shouting, man. Come on, be careful.
Hello, sir. Yeah, you told me off the last time, Ian.
I'll tell you
one
off again.
1 minute, you're saying...
I'll tell you off again for being a massive tit.
Oh, man. Alphabetic, how are you, man?
I'm all right. I've got another thing story to tell you.
Oh, man. What's happening?
I was on the train yesterday, and there was a man on the phone, and he was going... Sell. Dim. And I said to him, what are you doing? And he said, I'm designing a prison.
Sell, dim. Eh?
Well, dim. If you've got anything like that, you will. I didn't understand.
What was that last word, man? Get him back.
I can't get him back now. I've deliberately cut him off. Because to be honest, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. If you want to phone us up and talk absolute crap to us, 08700 800 1234. I don't know.
No, he said sell.
Yeah, it was a joke. I just didn't get it.
You know, like in the stock exchange, they go,
oh,
sell.
Cock-a-doodle Duffy.
Sell! Oh, man!
Oh, man.
Sell.
It's blooming funny, man.
Did you get it, man?
Get it
I'm
now.
Designing a prison. Oh. I still didn't hear that last word. Remember the last word,
I didn't hear the last word.
Dim or something.
Oh, yeah.
it was funny anyway, man.
It's funny, man. It's funny.
Oh, man. Oh, dear. Should we do me play?
Oh.
Let's do it quickly, man.
I was hoping if we didn't... I haven't got the sound effects up. I was hoping if I didn't mention it. We wouldn't have to. Okay, let me get some sound effects up.
Where is it, man?
Put it in the bin.
Where is it?
I don't know. I thought you had it.
Oh, man.
Where's your play? I took it out of the bin. There it is. Oh, no, that's a tissue.
Oh, there it is.
Brilliant. It's been found. Okay, Trevor, come here. Announce your play. Oh, let me get a song. It's been such a shoddy show, man. I've not even got a record or anything on. There we go. That'll do. I don't know what that is. Something brilliant, probably. Shawnee Diamond's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, because at midnight, Sean the fun Dale. Begins.
Sean, big look up yourself, there. Man.
Look at that. He's sticking his thumbs up. He's pretending he's masturbating in the hall.
The governor.
The governor.
Oh,
dirty
man.
Son. Oh, if people, the thing is, he's in this building for 6 hours on his own from midnight to 6 o'clock. Who knows what filth gets up to? I thought that underneath this desk felt a bit caked. But
yeah.
You're not allowed in the studio while we're on air. I've spoken to the programme controller and he has said that we're allowed to barricade the door, Bender. Right.
Oh, man.
Let's do your play. Come on.
Right, where is it?
A play on Shawnee Diamond's show, I tell you that. I thought it's on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming. Block the door. Block the sunny door. Don't let him in. It's locked. Yeah, we locked it, baby.
Oh,
we've locked it, Shawnee, I'm afraid. It's locked. It's locked.
Oh, no.
He can't get in, Kenny. He can't get in, Kenny. Sod off.
Oh, no.
Sod off. Oh, he's, you can't hear him. He's using the F word. Tough guy. We locked the door, not for our safety, because we're scared, just because, yeah, you big girl.
Come on, let's do the play, man.
God, he scares the life out of me. Where's my headphones?
I'll tell you what.
I don't know what's going on here. This is the... I'm sure everyone at home is wishing they'd take tonight's show, because this is a real shining example of what radio should be like. You don't need them. You don't need them, trust me. Okay. Which one am I?
You can be... right, I'll go first.
Okay, start the play. Away you go.
Okay, this play is called Bad Karma in the Boardroom.
Oh, it's in the boardroom, is it? Yeah, I'll turn that off then.
Bad Karma in the Boardroom. Gentlemen, the long-awaited annual report has arrived and we can all give ourselves a jolly good pat on the back.
If I may interrupt, sir, these figures tell a very different story.
How dare you? You're fired. Now get out before I have you physically removed.
Oh no, out of a job again. I'll just go into the pub and spend this last fiver. Oh, hello, there's a homeless sitting on the street.
Have you got a few pence for an old war veteran to buy himself a cup of tea, please, Governor?
Do you know what? It's people like you who made this country what it is today. I know it's not much, but it's all I've got. Here's my last fiver.
Well done, Jones. You've passed the test.
My goodness, sir! It was you all along!
That's right, Jones. Ever since the pretend board meeting this morning, we've been keeping an eye on you, and now I'm sure that I'm going to give you the company when I retire later this month.
Do it a bit quicker.
Bang! Bang!
Ah! Oh, that's you.
Jones, the blighters have got me. Goodbye, Jones.
Oh, God, out of a job again. I'll just take the fiver out of the corpse's hand before the rigor mortis sets in and go to the pub after all.
Not so fast, Jones. I was only pretending. It was Simons from the accounts department with a fake gun. Now, for goodness sake, let's have that pint. Hey, that's it, man. It's over.
It's not one of your best.
No, if you hadn't hurried me up. Yeah.
Oh, I had to hurry up because we haven't got much time. It's rubbish. Yeah, in public, you see, it goes, London's 104.9, Sex FM, 08700 800 1234. But I'm not even going to answer the phone for the next 20 minutes. It's the end of the show, pretty much, really.
Go on, answer the phone.
Well, there's no one phoned up, so that's why I'm not going to.
Call is now. Oh, somebody's called up.
Let's have a look.
Hold on, let's see how many calls we can get flashing on the... Okay, can you call us now, please, at the moment?
It's embarrassing or humiliating, wouldn't it, when no one phones up?
No, we've got one call at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, let's see what it is. Hello, XFM.
You
puff. Yeah, hey! He only said puff. That's not a swear word. We can allow that.
Okay.
You can say puff, sir. Don't worry. Here's another one. Who's this cheeky monkey going to be? Hello, XFM.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, okay. I'm scared they're going to swear, Trevor. That's why. Are you going to swear?
I won't swear. No, no, no.
What do you want?
Hold on. No, it's him, man.
No, it's not him.
Not me. I ain't called before.
Well, how do you know we're talking about then?
What are you talking about? You're talking about no one listening to you at this hour, last 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No one's listening at all, man, are they?
No, I'm not.
Nice one. At least you phoned up to tell us. Hello, XFM.
You mong.
He said mong. You can't say it, but it's better than some of the stuff we've had. Let's try it. I'm just keeping an eye out for that phone number, because there's that dodgepot who phones up and just swears. Hello, XFM.
Hello.
What can we do for you, sir?
How you doing?
Nice one. Oh, it's getting better and better. Hello, XFM.
Hello, XFM.
Brilliant. Hello, XFM.
Hey, play placebo, man.
No.
Hey, James. James.
What?
James. That was James.
James?
Yeah.
Who's James?
Is that James?
No.
Are you from South Africa?
Hello, XFM.
Wangle, wangle.
Oh, right, it's him. That was him.
No, it's not him. It's not him, though, is it? No, it's not him, I don't think. Hello, XFM.
Wangle, wangle.
Yeah, it was him. Hello, hello, XFM.
Fuck.
Right. I'm looking at your phone number on the air now, shall I, sir? I'll give you your phone number. It's 020-8907...
No.
Well, why did you blubbing well call in and say flip?
I had a joke.
No, you phoned up and swore. If you swear, I'll give up your phone number. I can see it on the screen. Hello, XFM.
Hello there.
What can we do for you?
It's me.
That's Shawnee Donovan. Hey!
Hello,
mate.
You can't keep off the radio.
I can't. You locked me out, that's why.
I know I've locked you out. Listen, you heard us struggling a terrible show this evening. What great stuff have you got lined up in your show, Shawnee?
Oh, I've got a great joke about a fish that I've made up.
Oh, I've accidentally cut him off. Never mind.
Oh, man. I do feel guilty, honestly.
You can't cut off one of your own DJs.
Oh, man.
Let's try and get him back.
And Sean.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
I locked the door as well. I'm sorry, Sean. Hey, no, Ian told me to do it, though. Ian told me.
The Dandy Warhols. This is for Shawnee Diamond.
Oh, not this blooming song.
Do you not like this? Well, stop it then.
Yeah, put on something else, man.
Nico Bomb for Trevor. and Sean. We love you. Whoa, hang on, let me turn the mics off. What gossip is it got?
No, it's not funny.
Trevor's getting past silly gossip. Stairsy!
The human coffee table.
For the listeners,
yeah, it's like I'm on the phone.
Basically.
They don't know that.
They don't know.
Stairsy, goodbye. Go back to your rabbit hole, Stairsy.
Put the phone down. No, you put the phone down.
Put the phone
down. No, Trevor, you put the phone down.
Put the phone down, Stairsy.
You do it.
Right, goodbye. Oh, he's done it. He's put the phone down.
Stairsy's off to have sex with his girlfriend. Apparently he's a bit of a dirty bent. Never mind, good luck to him.
Look, can you all give us a call now and see if we can light up the board? No, we're not going to answer any. Just see if we can light up the board. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. We're not going to answer, but the light can flow.
Hello? Hello? What?
Hello.
So you just get nonsense phoning up if you do that. Hello,
man,
XFM.
They're all, everybody's calling. The switchboard's gone mad.
Hello, XFM. See, Trevor, you don't encourage people to phone up. The bloke just said shit on the radio.
Can I press one of these buttons?
No, don't, because that bloke just said shit on the radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Bollocks.
Yeah, see?
Oh, no. Right, it's mayhem.
Turn your microphone off as well. I'm going to unplug your headphones as well. Get out. You encourage people to phone up and swear on the wireless. Look, I bet this person swears and I'll actually lose my job. Hello, XFM.
Hey.
There you go, you see?
I didn't want to hear anything
because I'm going to lose my job. Listen, there's only a few more minutes left. We'll probably play a couple of songs, then go home and let Sean. Sean, he can come in early, actually, into the last 10 minutes of the show.
Get the calls coming in.
Your microphone's turned off. No calls are coming in. Oh, look, do one more person. Look, they're just going to swear. That's all that's going to happen. Hello, XFM. Oh, they hung up. Hello, XFM. No, that's the bloke who phoned before swearing. You see, your phone number's come up, by the way. If you do swear, I will read your phone number out on air. That's a promise.
And also, if you leave, like, number withheld, we won't answer them. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So callers, leave you.
Oh, shut up, for God's sake. If you swear, I read out your phone number on the air. That's a fair deal. Hello, XFM. He didn't swear. Fair enough. If you swear, I read your number out on the air. Hello, XFM. He withheld his number. Cheeky little monkey. Hello, I can see you. Oh, they hung up. They're all hanging up and withholding their numbers now. Let's see if that one is withheld. Yeah, of course it is. See? Here we go. I've got your phone number. Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Ah, it's a lady, you see. Now, you won't swear, will you?
No.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Absolutely nothing. I just thought I'd call in.
Fantastic.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, your mic's still turned off, Trevor.
Thank you very much.
Your mic is turned off! Shut up, man! Jesus! Shut up!
Thank you for your call.
See, the fun we have here on XFM, here's Gorillaz, Damon Albarn. Shut up, man!